All. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Candidate Forum 2022. Your questions are welcome at 342-5863. That's 342-KVOE. Candidate Forum brought to you by ESB Financial, Geotech, Justice Painting, and Ray Roofing. And now today's Candidate Forum 2022.
Good morning. Welcome to 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. Chuck Samples, your host, as we gear up for the upcoming general election, November 8th. And as part of that, we start up our candidate forum series here today. We've got forums coming up Thursday and also next Tuesday. And today our focal point happens to be the Lyon County Commission First District race. This is being essentially the position that's being vacated by longtime Commissioner Scott Briggs. And we're pleased to have with us here this morning Ken Duff, who is the Republican. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. How are you?
So far, so good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we also have Greg Stair, the Democrat. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Chuck.
Good. Well, glad to have you guys in. Thanks for joining us here today. And thanks for everybody listening in, because our goal really here is to get you more informed about, you know, Lyon County government, the different stances on the issues, and really in a way, the position that doesn't get as much attention as some others, say the city, state level, and things like that. So there's a lot of issues at play here that we want to address. For those of you listening in, we will open up the phone line for questions here shortly. That'll be 620-342-5863. We have a few questions that we do want to ask here from KVOE News here to get things started here. But if you do have questions, you're more than welcome to send those to us again, 620-342-5863. Before we get started officially, last bit of housekeeping is that we have essentially picked numbers as for the who's going to answer the opening question first, who's going to open or I guess answer the closing statement last, and then we'll rotate in between. Ken actually got the number that I had here exactly, so he'll actually start us here with the opening statement. We also do reserve the right to ask some follow-up questions down the road if the situation does arise. So at 10:10 here on KVOE and KVOE.com, we will officially launch the Lyon County Commission of First District Candidate Forum, and we launch with the traditional opening statements here. Ken, good morning. Why are you running for Lyon County Commission?
Well, it's my first public office. I was asked, first part of the year. I'd never thought about it beforehand, ever doing it. So it took me a long time, all the way to May. I talked to a lot of people around the community, what they thought. And they all thought, you know, I'd do good as a commissioner. I've been around. I've worked for Detroit for 25 years. I've been here in this community. I've farmed. I've helped other farmers. I've been on the fair board for 10 years. So, you know, I got my certificate of management out of Wichita State University. So that part I've got, you know, it's, I think I can do some good. I'm very open and honest. You know, I'll be transparent. Sometimes I'm too transparent. That's a part of my problem. I'm the voice of the people, really. I love talking to people. If you got a problem, call me. Everybody goes, well, you get a lot of phone calls. And I'm like, that's okay. You know, if you see me, you got a question, you got, you know, if I don't know the answer, because I don't know everything. So therefore, it's going to take all of us. I mean, I'm not pretending that I know everything there is to know to run this county. So I'm looking for everybody's input is what I'm looking for. I mean, we're all in this together. There's no I in team. We all have to get out there. We all have to work towards this. This is our community. So that's my purpose in this is I'm willing to be the front guy. And if I do bad, I want to hear about it too. I'll take the blame for it. I've got big shoulders.
Okay. Well, Ken, appreciate it. Thank you. Greg, why are you running for Lyon County Commission?
Well, with Scott Briggs retiring, we need somebody that's going to step up. And I've been saying all along, everybody needs to get involved to make our government work. We really do. And you can't just sit back and complain. You got to get involved. So, yeah, I'm willing to step up and be county commissioner to serve my family in the area, all of our neighbors. It's an important position. I will echo some of Ken's statements. Yeah, we do need transparency. We need fairness and honesty in the county commission. And I'm not saying that it's not there. I mean, I think they're doing a good job. But and we need people to step up. We need everybody involved because we have three county commissioners, and they can't see every part of the county. Absolutely not. We need people stepping up and saying, hey, here's what we need.
Okay. Well, kind of dovetailing here off of that initial topic into something that I think that a lot of people are going to ask is, what skill sets do you bring to the position if you are elected? And Greg, I'll start with you.
Okay. I was born and raised here, and then I was part of the brain drain. I left for 20 years to go to graduate school and work in the tech area. I have since in working areas, and I'm a mathematician, a computer programmer, a teacher. I've got a skill set that is a number cruncher. I've been in accounting offices, done taxes. I'm up on a lot of the office type items that are going to be important. Budgets, I've been there, done them. It's a good skill set. Like I said, number crunching was my job.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be useful.
Okay. Ken, you'd mentioned, and I'm going to spin the question just a little bit because you've already answered it to a degree, mentioning your time with the Fair Board, farming, Detroit Diesel. How did your skill set develop, I guess, out of those experiences that will help Lyon County going forward?
Well, I mean, it's living the life, I guess. I know what these people are like. I drive a school bus for North Lyon County also. I'm on the gravel roads every day. I see some of what they're living every day. I actually own property in North Lyon County where I live, so I see what, is out there. And not saying they're doing a bad job. It's hard to grade roads in this dry weather, It's, they're out there doing the best job they can right now. And, there's places that get neglected or get missed, and, we need to focus more on that. But, and I understand that point, and I've either know or worked with or met most of all the department heads for the county. And, I'm getting, trying to get, in case I do get elected, I'm trying to get, started to see what they actually do in each department. Because it is different. And I don't know everything. So, we're working towards that. So, it's kind of a trying to get my feet wet here as we go. But, I have a good mind of what goes on in this county. I've lived here for quite a few years. So, and we just need to build on what's being done and try to get better.
Okay. Leads into my final question here before our first break on the program. And I gather that we've already touched on this to a degree, but the overall thought that you guys have on Lyon County's current direction. And Ken, I'll start with you. It's a fairly broad question, so you can take that any way you want to, but what's your overall thoughts on the county's current direction?
I think we're going in the right direction. We need to, work more on economic growth. We need to build a stronger bond between the county and the city. I mean, we're all Lyon Countyans, so, we need to work, towards that. I mean, everybody in town has a Lyon County commissioner, so also. You don't just have city commissioners. Our districts come into town, so I know a lot of people are surprised when you tell them that. Like, really? I have a commissioner? Yeah, you do. You have a voice. You need to let us hear your voice. And, so I think over and all, we're working in the right way. We just need to build on that. I mean, they've done a good job, and we just need to keep in that direction and keep building, making a stronger community, and, bring more to town. I'd like to see more stuff come to town you know, as shows or, you know, and what really gets me is when somebody says there's nothing to do in Emporia. There's always something to do in Emporia. There's more here than what most people realize, and we need to build on that.
Okay, so. Good deal. Greg, how about you? What is your thought about Lyon County's current direction in either broad terms or maybe something specific comes up here?
Well, I think the current commission has done a really good job. And as I've been walking around and talking to voters, one of the things that I hear for complaints, all of the things that I hear from complaints are, but that's the city and that's doing that. That's not the county commissioners. And our county commissioners have actually done a very good job. The counties run very well. I think we need to keep it that way. And there are some things that may be a little bit questionable, but all in all, it's really going in the right direction, not to say we can't make improvements.
Okay. What I want to do is take our first break here on the KVOE candidate forum. It is 10:19 on KVOE and KVOE.com. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of matters that are always seem to be front and center when it comes to a local election, specifically when it comes to money. So that'll be our next general topic as we come back on candidate forum here today with Democrat Greg Steer, Republican Ken Duft, both vying for the Lyon County Commission First District seat. Candidate forums here this year are brought to you by ESB Financial, by Geotech, by Justice Painting, and by Ray Roofing.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that there are two more constitutional amendments on the November ballot? And do you know what these two amendments are about? To find out, you can go to the Kansas League of Women Voters website at lwvk.org to get a thorough and unbiased explanation of these two amendments. Good government starts with informed voters. Be informed.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
I'm Candace Wakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
KVOE News Time is 10:21, and it is, again, our first of three candidate forums coming your way as we speak. Thursday, we'll be looking at the Kansas House 76th District race, and then next Tuesday, we'll be looking at the Kansas House 60th District race, both of those also starting at 10:06 in the morning on KVOE and KVOE.com. Today's focus is the Lyon County Commission 1st District race, with the Democrat Greg Steer, Republican Ken Duft joining us in studio. Here, just a couple minutes, we'll open up the phone lines if you do have questions here for our panel. The number to call will be 620-342-5863, 620-342-5863. As we get back here from break, I've got a two-part question, and I'm going to split this so both of our candidates will answer one half of the question first, and then obviously there will be time for a response. But Lyon County has enjoyed a pretty solid, and that may well be an understatement, but solid sales tax numbers the past several years. And Greg, I'll start with you on this. Is this maybe a time for the county to maybe lower that sales tax or maybe push towards a sales tax reduction in order to help Lyon County residents? Or right now, do you see the benefits of where the money is going really going in good stead here for the county?
Well, actually, this is an interesting question because it should always be on the agenda to lower taxes if it's possible. Unfortunately, one of the ways that the current commission managed to keep the budget intact this year without raising a mill levy is by using some of the sales tax for the budget. That's not what it was earmarked for. And you know, whether that's a sustainable process or not is in question. But certainly whether you can actually reduce the tax rate in that case is probably going to be off the table. But it isn't definitely always keep it open. If there is a surplus, we don't want to be taxing everybody more. We want everybody to be enjoying the benefits of it.
Okay. Ken, how about you? Do you think this may be a time for the county to at least look at lowering the sales tax?
Well, I agree with Greg on that one because, I mean, it saved from, you know, the property values being raised. So, I mean, it helped there. So, I mean, it's a two-edged sword there. I mean, they could have, we could lower it and then, you know, property, I pay property taxes. So, you know, I don't want to see mine go up any higher than any, you know, than what they are or need to be. And in order to fund everything, we have to have the money. So if we do it through sales tax, we get not just the people that live here, but we get everybody that comes to town also or through town. So they're helping us pay it, you know. So it's really a double-edged sword. But, you know, if we can lower the sales tax, I would love to lower the sales tax. But, you know, right now I don't see that's feasible. At this time.
Okay. The flip of that particular question is that Lyon County has used revenues for a number of years now to help outside entities. And for folks that don't know, that list involves Newman Regional Health with large-scale upgrades and improvements. You're also talking about scholarship funding for Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College. The question comes up here, really, should the county maybe continue that approach or maybe adjust that? And, you know, obviously with the situation involving Emporia State University and its realignment process, this is a question that may well be asked here sooner than later for you on an individual basis aside from this particular program. So, Ken, should the county continue that approach of maybe using some of those revenues to help with quality of life matters?
Sure. I mean, supporting the health facilities is a must. I mean, we need to do that. And, you know, at all times, higher education is another must. I mean, we always have to do that. And, you know, it goes back to that sales tax, you know. We use a lot of that to support those, you know, buy sheriff's vehicles. So, I mean, it's a necessity that we need, and so we can keep moving forward at all times.
Greg, what's your thoughts on that? Is this a time to at least look at maybe changing that approach, or is this a solid approach here for the county as a whole?
I think this is a pretty solid approach. Newman Regional Health is actually for the people of Lyon County. That's what it says at the entranceway. And yeah, it is a Lyon County institution. For a number of years, the county commission got by without actually throwing money their way. But definitely we'll want to keep them healthy. They're keeping us healthy. Scholarships for our local students is always a good idea as well. Yeah, you can always look at these programs, but you know they are pretty solid programs. I'm not sure we want to cut anything from those. Now, Newman's actually is probably very close to self-sufficient, and if they can do that, then maybe you can look at pulling back on money that's going from the county, because for years it never did.
Okay. Well, it's 1027.
One more thing on sales tax.
Yeah.
You know, we can also use that sales tax to lower the mill levy if we get a big enough abundance of it.
Sure.
So, I mean, that would help all of our taxpayers, our homeowners, in the long run. So, I just, you know, came to mind there. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to open it up here to the phone. So in case you have questions here for Greg Stair and Ken Duft, give us a call at 620-342-5863. Before we take the second break here as we approach 10:30 here this morning, I want to shift off of revenues and go to zoning. Because a couple of years ago, there was a large-scale effort to get zoning regulations and zoning policies readjusted. And there was a lot of hue and cry across the entire county. Some actually spilled over into the Emporia City limits as well about zoning policies. And really, there hasn't been a whole lot of media attention on zoning policies the last really year to year and a half. So, Greg, I wanted to ask you, do you feel that the county zoning policies are maybe satisfactory, or do you see some changes needed? And if you do see some changes needed, where you might see those?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, the outcry a couple of years ago, I don't think it was adequately dealt with. People were upset about changes, and it turns out that, I think, didn't the company go bankrupt or something? And
I'll have to double check on
pull
that.
Out of it. But it never actually happened the way it was set to happen and that people were against. But, that might be a good thing. The outcry was there. We need to think of the people that were saying, this is not right. Mm-hmm. They live in the county instead of the city for a reason. They didn't want city restrictions in the county. That's reasonable. So it can still be looked at, but at the moment it's been on hold for the last 2 years. But I do appreciate the people that did come forward and say, this just isn't right.
Ken, what are your thoughts here on the zoning policies? Do you think that they're satisfactory as they stand, or do you see this to be another time to revise those or review those?
Well, the policy was put into place. There was mostly misinformation that was brought forth. I know there was a lot about the barbed wire fences and, the bike paths and all of that going across property. That's not true. In the end, that's not true. They're going to use, if they build them, they're going to use the right-of-ways of the roads or build a shoulder to them. There's still barbed wire allowed in the county. The city has always had policies on fencing, in town. And, I actually read the deal that's in place. And, and it's not a bad plan. Maybe some of it needs to be tweaked. But, it's there. We have a plan for the entire county and city, I'm always open to new ideas, but it was a bad situation. I think a lot of it was just misinformation. Everything didn't get put forth. It wasn't as transparent maybe when it came out, and there might have been some bad avenues there, and it got switched, but I think today we're good. This minute we're good. We live in a changing time. It takes me back to when they done the deal with the health department years ago. It was written by somebody that didn't live in this county, and if you're lagoon is dumping into a creek, that is a major no-no. That shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. We all drink this water, don't contaminate the land. That I'm all for, and that needs to stop, and it did. But I think we're good right now.
Okay. So. All right. Well, it's 10:29. Actually, now it's 10:31 on KVUE and KVUE.com, Emporia, and KVUE social media as our first of three candidate forums continues. Republican Ken Duff, Democrat Greg Stair, both vying for the Lyon County Commission 1st District seat. We'll take our second break. Again, if you have questions here for our candidates, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or 620-342-5863. That would be the number to use, 620-342-5863. If we have questions, we'll come back to those immediately after out of the break. 10:32 on KVUE as our candidate forum continues, brought to you today by Ray Roofing, by Geotech, by Justice Painting, and by ESB Financial.
I'm Candace Wakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that if you are listening to this announcement, then I have missed my intended audience? That's because you will most likely vote in the upcoming general election. This year, the stakes have never been higher, so please encourage your friends and family to exercise their right to vote in this November's election. And see Geotech at 115 West 5th for all your land surveying needs.
KVUE News Time is 10:34. You're listening to KVUE's Candidate Forum on 14 KVUE, 96.9 FM Emporia, and KVUE.com here today. We, again, are looking at the Lyon County Commission First District race involving Ken Duft, the Republican, and Democrat Greg Stair. And we do have at least one phone call here on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here this morning. Good morning. You're on the KVUE Candidate Forum here today.
Good morning, fellas. I have three comments to make.
Okay.
Your pens, papers ready to write.
Okay, I'm flipping mine over, so go ahead.
Here's over. Here we go. Number one, you guys talk about tax money to give to college, to lure college. Yes, I'm a little upset because I don't, taxpayers of the county should be burdened.
Hang on a second. Before you keep going, you're fading in and out on us.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, try that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so I don't believe that the taxpayer should have the burden of luring college students here when, in fact, the university does have provost presidents up there that would should be at and encouraging here because of their program.
Okay, and so hang on a second. Let me go ahead and have you call back, if you don't mind, and let's try that again, because you are going good for a few seconds and we're fading out. While you do that, we'll go ahead and loop back here to the tax question here, you know, the concerns that you have with Emporia State specifically.
Correct. Is this better?
No, not really. Go ahead and give a caller back, and we'll try to get you back into the system.
Okay,
thank you. Ken, you're up here first on that. I know we've already talked a little bit about ESU in general terms, along with Newman Regional Health and Flint Hills Technical College. Obviously, he's got a specific concern about the funding going to ESU.
Oh, I have a concern about the funding going to ESU, too, with what they've done. I don't know the entire situation there. I'm still waiting on all the information to come out of that. I do not necessarily, at this time, what little information I have on it, do not agree, but... you know, I don't know. We got to wait on their largest, big grand plan. I mean, get everything on the table. I think there could have been more transparency. But yes, I mean, they should have been forthcoming with what they were doing and why they were doing it from the very beginning, instead of just getting rid of professors and cutting programs. I mean, I totally agree. We give you money, and it's taxpayer money, we expect, you know, that information to come out. I mean, you know, tell us. We are the taxpayers, so we want to know.
Yeah, understood. So, Greg, what's your thoughts here on that situation?
I do enjoy scholarships for students, our local students. You know, we do have to value our students. We want to keep them here. We want to educate them, get them ready for life. And there are many, many, many places already that do give scholarships. I know the Jones Foundation has scholarships specifically designed for Lyon County residents. Emporia State has a wonderful endowment program. They have plenty of scholarships as well. I mean, not that it can't be supplemented, but there is money available. If the county needs to kick in a little, that's not too bad. The county's not the one that's like taking the lead on this. It really is just a minor part.
Sure. Referencing Ken's point about taxpayers and transparency, what are your thoughts on that side of things?
Well, transparency for the taxpayers is very, very important. People don't trust government because it's not transparent enough. Well, and it's not that we're not trying. I mean, there is a website for the county commission. They try to get the information out. They publish the budget every year, have a public comment, public hearing on it. Nobody came this year.
I got a comment on Greg's. You know, he was talking about scholarships. You know, the more money we do give to students, that builds a bigger sales tax base. So the more students that come to this county, that brings in more revenue for the county, you know, when it's all said and done. So...
Okay. Well, let's go back to the phones. I believe we have our caller back, and let's see if we've got our phone issues resolved here. Good morning, and I guess welcome back here to the Candidate Forum.
Welcome back. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right. See what happens. And you do sound much better this time. So.
Okay, transparency. You know, there was a statement made this year about we held back on the mill levy. Oh, we kept the mill levy down. Well, the valuations of the real estate went up. And there was an insinuation that our taxes had leveled when, in fact, if you keep the mill levy the same but your valuation on your real estate goes up, you're going to be paying more taxes. And I think the county commission should be more transparent about that. Or when you guys are on the radio reporting the news of what the county commission has done, yeah, they held back on the mill levy, but don't forget that your evaluations go up, and when that happens, you still will pay more. The third item that I have is Newman's Hospital. I don't have a problem with us sowing money into that, but, you know, when people can't pay their bills, Newman's is very quick about turning that over to collection. And I sometimes get the impression that they're more worried about getting paid and getting their money from people. And if being for the people means getting paid on time, we need to look at that slogan, because I have a few friends that had to go through Newman's. They had a hard time paying their bills, and then they gets taken over to a collections agency. And if Newman's is getting money from county taxpayers, sometimes there maybe needs to be a little help for certain individuals that are patients that might need a little financial help or maybe a little break or something. And I was wondering what these two candidates would have to say on that.
Well, appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start here with the concerns about levy versus valuation and the transparency side when it comes to that. And, Greg, you're up to answer that side first.
Okay. Actually, he's very right. The taxes are going to go up, even if the mill levy stayed the same thing, because of the increase in valuations. This is a process that the government's used for forever. I mean, yeah, they don't bother raising taxes federally, but they also raise minimum wage or something like that. As people earn more money, the tax base goes up anyway. I mean, the amount of taxes people are paying goes up anyway because you start going into higher tax brackets. It's as old as can be. I mean, this country is well versed in it. We've seen it. We know it. But yeah, keeping the mill levy the same was very important. The amount of increase in the taxes is hopefully minimal, but it is going up. I mean, you don't want to say that it's not.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Ken, what's your thoughts here about that relationship between valuations, levies, and county transparency to the voters and the taxpayers?
Well, that was actually answered in the budget meeting. Anybody could set into those meetings, but they did make that comment that, you know, the mill would stay the same. The valuations had risen on the property. I mean, you know, it's, you know, another double-edged sword here, you know, on the your valuations going up. So, I mean, it happens. I mean, it's a never-ending deal. I mean, look at housing. You know, I know people that are selling their house and they list it and it's selling for more the next day than what they listed it for. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, at some point in time, that's got to stop. I mean, it's got to level out. And I, you know, it's great that they're up, but then I go to pay, you know, my evaluations go up. That's not great. But, you know, if I ever wanted to sell, it'd be great, but I don't want to sell my property. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's good for some and bad for others. I guess it's good for a seller's market and bad for a buyer's market. So, you know, we need the money, though, for the run the county. So,
right.
Can I add one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
As soon as Ken's finished.
Huh?
As soon as you're finished.
Go ahead.
Okay, there you go.
One of the things about valuations is our taxpayers do actually have recourse. I mean, they can actually protest their valuations when they go up unreasonably or something. All you have to do is make a good case for it, but you have to go to meetings. I mean, it does take some finagling, but it is possible.
Okay. Ken, you get to answer the back part of our caller's question about Newman Regional Health. Should the county put some riders attached, for lack of a better term, on the funding, other than this is what the money is going to be earmarked towards when it comes to other matters which seem to be unrelated, such as late payments and collections?
Well, I think the last funding that they asked for when I was sitting in there was for the microscopic surgery tool to help assist in buying that, which is a good necessity for us here. So, you know, I mean, yeah, they come in and they request this in their budget, you know, and they request what they're going to spend it on. And so that's good. I mean, you know, now as far as the going after and, you know, when they call a collection agency, I mean, I would think that if you're trying to make a payment, set up payments in a reasonable time, then I don't think they would come after you. I mean, I've done that before. I've made payments. I'm not a rich man. And, you know, they told me as long as I make those payments and I made them on time and, you know, kept them where I knew I could afford and I can always pay more, you know. So I think if you just do that and try to work with them, you know, I think they'd be – I know there's certain cases, you know, where something slips through the cracks and where it gets missed. And I've heard of those also. And that's wrong, you know. They need to back it up and say, okay, you know, we made a mistake. But, you know, that's something else we need to – you know, the hospital board needs to work on. There is a board of directors for the hospital, and they need to look into that and, you know, and fine-tune. I don't know exactly what their policies are on that board, so
right.
That's something they need to look into. But, yeah, I don't think they should be just going, you know, nickel and diming everybody, you know, at the turn of a hat. You know, give people a chance to pay. And as long as they're forthcoming and pay up front, you know, and make their payments, then – I think everything's okay.
Gotcha. Greg, before we take our final break here, do you a question like this where you're dealing with the budgeted request from, and as Ken mentioned, it's pretty well outlined. This is where the money exactly is going to go for. Should the county go ahead and put some riders on that, saying if other X factors are involved, then it's going to push funding back, or is this something that really the county should stay away from altogether?
Well, no. If the hospital needs the equipment, and here's an important rider on it, we need to be able to keep the people who are trained on that equipment as well. Oftentimes, they can find better jobs up in Topeka or something, and they'll leave town. Well, that leaves us with holding the bag, yeah. But certainly on the hospital's dealings with people, this is federally mandated. If you offer a payment plan, they are bound by law to accept it. So as Ken said, once you set up a payment plan, it doesn't really matter that you can't make the payments. You can't make the payment all at once. You can make it over time, and there's no limit on that time, because it's health care, health care is so federally regulated. They are bound by law to accept any payment plan that you offer. So it shouldn't be a problem. And our hospital does very well. They do. I've been there many times myself. I'm currently going for PT, and I appreciate our hospital and the staff there. I mean, they're all wonderful. Yeah.
Well, really, the payment deal's not the commission's deal.
It is legally already mandated what they will
do. I agree. Okay. I totally agree.
All right, let's take our final break here on the candidate forum here today. Lyon County Commission First District is our focal point here today. Democrat Greg Stair and Republican Ken Duft. Final comments coming up here in just a second as we wrap things up here today. Candidate forum brought to you by Justice Painting, by ESB Financial, by Ray Roofing, and by Geotech.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that there are two more constitutional amendments on the November ballot? And do you know what these two amendments are about? To find out, you can go to the Kansas League of Women Voters website at lwvk.org to get a thorough and unbiased explanation of these two amendments. Good government starts with informed voters. Be informed.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
I'm Candace Wakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
1052 on KVUE and KVUE.com. This is our final segment of our first candidate forum here today. Again, with the Lyon County Commission First District candidates Ken Duft and Greg Steer, both hoping to replace longtime Lyon County Commissioner Scott Briggs, who is wrapping things up here at the really the first part of January. We have a couple questions left here, one of which happens to be on economic development, which has been touched on really in first quarter to first third of the program here today. And another one of those open-ended questions where we could take this a couple or maybe several different directions, but wanted to get the candidates' thoughts on how the county should pursue economic development. And Greg, I'll start with you on that. How do you see Lyon County commissioners pursuing economic development over the next maybe, say, 4 to 6 years?
Well, actually, our current mix of large businesses and small business, and certainly the farms are an important part of our small business in this county. It's working pretty good. If we get some more businesses in, I'd like to see it go technology based, because brain drain is very real. I'm a part of it. I left the county for 20 years to go to graduate school and work in tech areas. So we need some tech-based work here as well. Nothing against the companies that we have. They're doing a fine job. And any economic development is welcome. You know, we need the jobs. We need people in the workforce to step up and take them too. Currently, everybody's screaming for help. We need our residents stepping forward and working now too. But definitely, we want to focus on something to keep our brightest students from this area in the area.
Okay. Ken, how do you see Lyon County pursuing economic development here over the, say, next term to term and a half?
Well, improve on the business that we have. And you're right, the workforce, I don't know where they all went. I still wonder that every day. Where did everybody go that used to work around here? But, I mean, we need workers. I think the road and bridge is short 10 people, and new businesses come to town. We've got some new. One just opened Saturday and more to open soon.
Yep.
We've got a truck stop that's going to be built. There's stuff coming to town. We need more. Not necessarily big business. We need small business too. All the small business around town need to be supported. And your farmers, we always have to support our farmers. I mean, they're the ones that put the food on the table that we consume every day. So, I mean, you know, we need to build on that, and you sustain it by using as little resources as possible. So we need to find ways to, you know, streamline some of this business and uses less resources, because, I mean, the workforce is not there, so we're going to have to streamline and come up with new ideas. So, I mean, I think that would help and build a better tomorrow.
One thing that just came into my phone, and it's not on our sheet here, but a question came in as to whether the county should maybe take a more active role in the housing situation. And if so, maybe just top-of-mind ideas as to how that may look. And, Ken, I'll start with you on that.
The housing situation. We are short houses. I know, there's been a group that proposed one. I think they're going to build it northeast in the city limits.
Metropolis, is that what you're talking? Okay.
So they're building houses. There's more apartments. That's around town. I mean, and working on the upkeep of them, that's the biggest thing. Some of them need to be cleaned up that's been here forever. There's more room for that. And whether the county should get involved in that, we don't want the out in the we don't want it looking like the city, do we? I mean, you know, housing developments out there, you know, I've seen that happen in other places where people will build them out in the country and, you know, then they complain about the farmers. And we don't want that, you know. There is smells with livestock, and, you know, that's just part of life. And so, you know, that's a – I think it needs to maintain in the town, you know, the housing development. You know, we have people moving out in the country all the time building new houses, if they can get the material to build them. That's the thing today. I know other people that's been building their house and they're waiting on stuff so they can finish it because they can't get it, you know, light fixtures and this and that and doors that they've ordered. And, you know, it's that supply chain is falling down. So, you know, I don't know about that. The housing development out in the country, you know. Well, I mean, we have it, you know. I think you have to have, what, 7 acres to build?
I'd have to go back and double check on that.
But, you know.
Yeah. How about you, Greg? What are your thoughts on whether Lyon County should take a more active role in alleviating the housing issues that we got here locally?
Well, I'm not entirely certain the government needs to be involved in things that are driven by market forces, et cetera. Certainly we want adequate housing for everybody in the county. Above and beyond that, should the county actually be spending resources on it? Again, the market forces are in place, so you know, that will go a long way.
Well, I do know the commission is involved in Ignite Emporia.
True.
Which is very – they're focused on the housing development. So, you know, there is some connections. It's just, you know, maybe I took it the wrong way and led Greg down the wrong path there. But, you know, that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, let's do our final statements here and essentially why voters should choose you. Coming up here, starting with the advance voting process and working their way through November 8th. And, Ken, I'll start with you.
Well, my name is Ken Deft. I am the Republican candidate for County Commission. First office, you know, public office. So I'm very dedicated to my job. I was very dedicated to the Fair Board. While I was on that, so I ran. I was president, vice president, chairman of the board. So, and I got my certificate of management degree. I'm very well informed of the, you know, I've lived in town years ago. I've lived in the country forever. I think I know exactly what the. You know, most people want. If not, they tell me. And I'm very open-minded. I'm willing to listen to anybody and take your idea, and we'll see if we can't run with that idea. I mean, I don't have all the ideas and all the answers, so I'm looking for everybody to input into this. And, you know, I'm hardworking, I'm dedicated, and I'm very transparent.
All right. Well, Greg, your turn. Why should voters choose you for November 8th general election?
Well, I'm actually the candidate with the expensive education. I mean, and seriously, expensive is the right word. I could use extensive, but expensive is the right word. It is expensive.
Well, this is not the job to pay that back.
No.
That's true.
No. But, yeah. I have many, many, many skills that are geared towards such things. I've taken the management classes, the top of the line one from University of Maryland when I was with the government. I've been there. And I do have a skill set that is very, very applicable in the county commission situation. We want to choose our best candidate always. I really appreciate KVOE for this opportunity to educate the voters and help people understand what are the issues, what's going on. We want to choose the best candidate. I have a training that is very, very good. I I'm happy to serve. You know, it's you're signing up for 4 years, and I know what's in those 4 years. it's not a cream puff or anything. You're going to work very hard. So,
all right, good deal. Well, Greg, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here as you get through the election cycle here coming up in through November.
Thank you.
All right, Ken, thank you very much for joining us here today, and best of luck for you here as the general election approaches.
Well, thank you.
That wraps up our first candidate forum here today, again with Greg Stair and Ken Duff voting for the going for the Lyon County Commission First District seat. Thursday, we'll have 76th District House candidates, the Republican incumbent Eric Smith joining us, along with Democratic challenger Chuck Torres. Next Tuesday at 10:06, it will be the Kansas House 60th District race involving Republican incumbent Mark Schreiber and Democratic challenger Mick McGuire. 10:06 for both Thursday and next Tuesday here on KVUE. It's 11:03 on KVUE and KVUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
Today's candidate.